Hello to all our listeners. Today's segment will be focusing on sensors.
So, Kush, what exactly are sensors?
That's a great question. A sensor is an object that detects an event or change and responds accordingly. Now, because that sounds kind of complicated, let me give you a simple analogy. A simple example of a sensor is a glass thermometer. The red liquid inside the thermometer, called mercury, expands when it gets hotter and contracts when it gets cooler. This causes the mercury to move up when it is warmer and move down when it's cooler. This, when the glass is properly calibrated, tells you what the temperature is.
That's really cool. What else do we use sensors for?
Well, almost everything to do with technology. For example, the cell phone you have in your pocket has many sensors. Your phone has an accelerometer and a gyroscope, which are sensors that give the phone information about how it is oriented in space. This is what you are using when you play games that require you to move or tilt the phone. Your phone also has a magnetometer sensor, which senses the Earth's magnetic field. This information can tell your phone which way is north, depending on your orientation. It is very useful when you're using an application like Google Maps. Another sensor your phone has is called a barometer. The barometer tells your phone what altitude it is at, or in other words, how high or how low it is. This helps the GPS chip inside the phone lock onto a satellite faster.
Wow, that is a lot of sensors. What do sensors have to do with our group's selected research paper?
Well, the material Benjamin Raw created could potentially be used as a new type of sensor material. The fact that it lights up blue when it undergoes a chemical reaction could be useful in some contexts. Let's imagine we're on a spaceship and there's a small leak. This means the spaceship is slowly losing oxygen, but we're not aware of it. Suddenly, the sensor material lights up blue, telling us that there is a leak. This, of course, is just a theoretical example. A lot more research would need to be done to find practical uses. Here is what Benjamin had to say about the potential applications of this new material.
At this current point, all we can do is speculate what they could be used for. But they can definitely be used for some sensing applications. It could also be used for melting sensing, things like mercury sensing. So for example, if we were able to develop a system where you could put an unoxidized polymer into water, and if mercury could bound to it, then it would fluoresce. Then you will have a sensor for mercury in water.
In other words, if we had some water and wanted to see if it contained any mercury, all we would have to do is add some of the sensor material and see if it lights up blue.
Thanks for listening. We hope you learned something about what sensors are and a few examples of how they can be used.